What would you do if the most humiliating moment of your life wasn't just caught on camera, but orchestrated by someone you once loved? When hotel surveillance footage of a woman in bed with a man who isn't her fiancé leaks online, the internet erupts in judgment. She's branded a cheater, her engagement is called off, and her family disowns her. But what the world doesn't know is that the footage was staged. The entire setup was meticulously planned, not by a stranger, but by her vengeful ex-boyfriend, who used hidden actors, deepfake technology, and a fake hotel room to make it all look real. This isn't just a story about betrayal, it's a masterclass in psychological warfare. Because sometimes the most dangerous lies are the ones that look exactly like the truth. So if you think you've heard it all, you haven't. Hit follow on your favorite platform and leave us a comment, because the next story might just change the way you see everything. Don't miss a single twisted turn. Chapter 1. The viral video that ruined her life. The video was 37 seconds long. Grainy hotel surveillance footage. A nondescript room. A woman, clearly startled, wrapped in a bedsheet as a man scrambled to cover himself. The timestamp, the angle, the silence. It looked real. And to the internet, that was all it needed to be. By the time Addison Clark saw the clip, it had already racked up over 2 million views. She was brushing her teeth when her phone vibrated with the first notification, then another, then 20. Her best friend, her cousin, even her future mother-in-law, each message more frantic than the last. Is it true? Please tell me that's not you. You need to talk to Mason now. Addison stared at the screen, numb. Her heart thudded against her ribs as she clicked the link. The clip opened instantly. The footage was dark, shadowy. But it was her face, her eyes, her voice barely audible in a panicked whisper. And the man, definitely not her fiancé. It felt like drowning in slow motion. She collapsed onto the bathroom floor, phone clattering beside her. She couldn't breathe. She couldn't even cry. It was as if her body knew something her mind hadn't caught up with yet, that life, as she knew it, had just shattered. 2 hours later, Mason called. He didn't yell. He didn't ask questions. His voice was terrifyingly calm. "Don't come home." She blinked. "Mason, I saw it. We all saw it. You lied to me, Addison. Just stay away." He hung up. Addison sat frozen, phone still pressed to her ear. It made no sense. She hadn't been at a hotel. She hadn't cheated. She had spent that entire weekend at her sister's lake house, unplugged from everything. But the video said otherwise. By the next morning, her social media was on fire. Strangers flooded her DMs with threats, insults, and hashtags, branding her a homewrecker. Her wedding website was shut down. Venues and vendors cancelled. Her law firm, already conservative, placed her on investigatory leave, pending a review. The phrase they used, "behavior unbecoming." She hadn't even been given a chance to deny it. The footage had spoken louder than any protest she could muster. Her mother, stoic and cold, sent a single text. "We raised you better than this." Only her younger sister, Emily, believed her. She drove 3 hours just to sit with Addison on the bathroom floor again. "I know you," Emily whispered. "And that video. That's not what it looks like. It's too perfect. Too convenient." Addison's voice cracked. "Then why does everyone believe it?" Emily didn't answer. The truth began unraveling 3 days later. It started with a single detail. A watermark in the corner of the video. Barely visible, but there. Emily, an amateur video editor, recognized it from a software she once used, Deep Reel Pro. "That's not hotel surveillance," she said. "That's an overlay." They paused the clip frame by frame. The shadows looked right, but the angles were slightly off. The room's furniture didn't match the floor plan of the hotel the video claimed to be from. Even the sound, a faint moan and shuffle, seemed oddly looped. Addison leaned in. "Are you saying this was faked?" "I'm saying it was staged. Or worse, deepfaked." "But who would do something like this?" Addison didn't have enemies. She wasn't famous. She worked corporate law, lived in a modest apartment, and rarely posted online. That's when Emily said it out loud. "What about Liam?" Liam Reyes, her ex. They dated for 3 years in college. He was charming, obsessive, intense. He wrote her poetry, bought her jewelry, proposed. After 6 months, she said no. When she finally left him, he spiraled. There were late-night calls, unmarked letters, flowers on her car windshield. For months, she feared he'd never let go. But eventually, he disappeared. Or so she thought. Mason had never even met him. "I haven't heard from Liam in years," Addison said. "He blocked me. I blocked him. It's done." Emily frowned. "Are you sure?" Addison's laptop was already open. They searched his name. A few dead-end LinkedIn profiles. A private Instagram. And then, Reddit. On a small subreddit about toxic relationships, a user named ExileHawk88 had posted screenshots of a cheating fiancé just days before the video dropped. The language was bitter, personal. "Some people don't deserve a happy ending. Let the world see who she really is. Justice is coming." Addison scrolled slowly. Her heart dropped. A photo, uncropped, of her and Mason at their engagement party. The one only she and Liam had. It wasn't proof, but it was enough to make her skin crawl. Emily reached out to a friend in cybersecurity. They ran a metadata analysis on the original video clip, downloaded from one of the first upload sites. The findings were chilling. The file had been rendered 2 weeks before the alleged date of the hotel recording. It hadn't come from hotel security. It had been created, stitched together from various sources, manipulated frame by frame. The woman? Addison's face, mapped with AI software. The man? Unknown, possibly an actor, or AI-generated as well. It wasn't real. The footage had been a weapon, and someone had pointed it directly at Addison's life. Now armed with evidence, Addison went to the police. The officer looked skeptical until the forensics report hit the table. He nodded slowly. "We've been seeing more of this. Revenge porn, deepfakes, digital sabotage. But it's hard to prove who made it." Addison leaned forward. "Then I'll prove it." She didn't just want her name cleared. She wanted vengeance. And there was only one person who had motive, obsession, and the technical skill to pull it off. Liam Reyes. The first thing she did was check the email she hadn't opened in years. An old Gmail, linked to old contacts. She dug through thousands of unread spam messages and found something. A password. Reset from a video editing site. Dated 3 months ago. She never used that account. But Liam had access to it once. She clicked through the recovery questions. All of them, her first pet, the name of their song, the city where they first kissed, were answers only he would know. And one by one, he had answered them for her. Her stomach twisted. This wasn't just an attack. It was personal. She wasn't dealing with a jilted ex. She was dealing with a manipulator who had planned her downfall like a script. And the scariest part? He wasn't finished. Chapter 2. The Ex Behind the Lens. Addison sat in her apartment with the blinds drawn, the room bathed in grey light as another day blurred into night. Her name was still trending for all the wrong reasons. People were stitching her cheating footage into TikToks, reaction videos, memes. Comment sections read like a digital stoning. But in her hands was the only thing that mattered: truth. And now she needed to use it, before Liam erased every trace of what he'd done. Emily handed her a flash drive. "Everything's on there." I pulled the raw clip metadata, overlaid the Reddit timestamps, and backed it all to an offline vault. "If he tries to wipe anything now, we've got proof." Addison turned the drive over in her fingers like it was a live grenade. "Then let's bring the bastard down." The first step was finding him. Liam had always been slippery, skilled at blending in, keeping just close enough to watch her without being noticed. But this time, Addison wasn't going to look for him. She was going to make him come to her. They started with his ego. Addison created a new Reddit account, I'm the Truth 88. She posted a short thread titled, "The Cheating Video is a Deepfake. Here's Proof." Attached were watermarked stills and side-by-side comparisons between the original footage and AI-manipulated facial overlays. The comments section exploded. Skeptics argued, but others, digital artists, coders, and activists rallied behind her, breaking down how the deepfake was constructed. It was the first time Addison felt the tide turning. The post hit the front page of several forums in less than 12 hours, and then Liam reached out. It was an email from an anonymous ProtonMail account. No name, just a subject line. "You really think you're smarter than me?" The body was short. "Take it down, or I'll make the next one worse." Addison stared at the screen, her hands steady now. She'd been waiting for this. She responded with one sentence. "You already made the worst mistake. You let me live." The reply came instantly. "Let's talk." They met in a parking garage beneath an abandoned strip mall. It was the same place where Liam had once surprised her with a proposal she never asked for. The irony wasn't lost on her. Addison wore a wire. Behind her, hidden in a tinted SUV, two journalists from CipherWatch, a digital whistleblower platform, monitored the signal. One of them had even helped write legislation against AI-driven image abuse. They'd be her witnesses. Her insurance. Liam stood by a support column, hoodie up, hands in pockets. "Still dramatic," Addison said as she approached, "still stalking." "You don't get it," Liam said, voice low and venomous. "They all loved watching you fall. I just gave them the push." Addison's jaw tightened. "You made me a villain in a video that never happened. You ruined my engagement, my career." "You ruined me first," he hissed. "You left me. You erased me. This," he gestured vaguely, "was justice." "No," Addison said coldly. "It was performance. And now the curtain's coming down." He laughed. "No jury's going to convict me. There's no physical harm. Just pixels. The world's already forgotten you." Addison took one step forward. "I didn't come for a jury, Liam. I came for a confession." He paused. "This isn't a game." "Then why did you play it like one?" She turned and walked away. Behind her, Liam shouted something, but the microphone had already picked up the one thing they needed. "You were supposed to break. You weren't supposed to fight back." The journalists published the recording with a damning article. "When deepfakes become a weapon, how a woman's life was digitally erased by her ex." The impact was immediate. Major news outlets picked up the story. Addison's name now trended under a new banner: Justice for Addison. Legal experts began debating how outdated laws had failed to protect her. Civil rights groups issued public statements, and the police reopened her case. This time, they brought in a cybercrime task force. Addison turned. "Over the flash drive, the metadata analysis, the Reddit logs, with expert testimony from digital forensics analysts and Liam's own voice on record, the DA's office filed formal charges: digital harassment, defamation by fabrication, and malicious use of AI technology. He was arrested within 72 hours. But Addison wasn't done. She knew how quickly public attention shifted. 1 week, it was her story. The next, it would be someone else's. If she wanted to stop this from happening again, to someone else, somewhere less privileged, with fewer allies, she had to weaponize her pain into purpose. She filed for a civil suit, not for money, but for precedent. Her legal filing included a demand that platforms be required to mark AI-generated content with hard-coded watermarks, and that social media sites adopt faster takedown protocols for manipulated material proven false by digital audit. It was radical, but not impossible. Her case would make history if it landed. Meanwhile, Liam fought back the only way he knew how: manipulation. He claimed Addison had set him up, that she was framing him in revenge for an ugly breakup. He painted himself as a victim of cancel culture, but Addison's receipts ran too deep. His alternate accounts were traced. The software trail led back to a stolen license in his name. The mask was gone. He wasn't the wounded poet anymore. He was a cyber criminal, and Addison was the one who stripped him bare. Still, the damage couldn't be undone, not entirely. Mason never came back. He reached out once, a short voicemail laced with regret. But Addison never returned the call. Her firm took her back, but the scars remained. Clients whispered. Some didn't trust her. A few treated her like she was still guilty. Just not in the way they originally thought. Addison learned to live with that. Because surviving wasn't just about clearing your name, it was about rebuilding it stronger. She started giving talks, first in classrooms, then at conferences. She partnered with AI accountability groups. She stood on TEDx stages and told the world, "We built technology that could bend reality, but forgot to build ethics to protect the people in it." And every time she looked out at an audience, she saw faces like hers, betrayed, humiliated, disbelieved. She was no longer alone. The final nail came when Liam's trial went viral. Prosecutors used Addison's original footage, Reddit threads, and the parking garage recording. But it was the testimony of digital forensic experts that sealed his fate. When they showed the side-by-side of Addison's real face and the AI overlay with the misaligned pupils, the breathing that didn't match the chest movement, the uncanny blink pattern, the jury gasped. It wasn't just fake. It was disturbingly calculated. Guilty on all counts. Sentenced to 3 years in federal custody and 5 years probation under new AI abuse provisions. It wasn't enough, Addison thought, but it was a start. On the day of his sentencing, Addison stood outside the courthouse with her sister. The press swarmed, microphones shoved toward her face. She said only this, "Truth isn't something you wait for, it's something you fight for." Then she walked away. Behind her, camera shutters clicked, but this time, the lens was on the right story. Chapter 3. The Confession Trap. It wasn't enough to prove her innocence. Not anymore. Addison wanted everyone who had watched that video, laughed at it, forwarded it, judged her. She wanted them to see the truth. She wanted to bury Liam Reyes. With Emily's help, she mapped out every piece of evidence they had. The doctored metadata, the deepfake markers, the Reddit posts, even her old email account logs. It was compelling, but still circumstantial. To get authorities to take action, Addison needed a confession, or at the very least, undeniable linkage to the fabrication, and that meant luring the monster out of hiding. She would have to play a game of her own. Liam had always wanted control. Control over her life, her love, her decisions. His obsession wasn't romantic. It was parasitic. So Addison gave him what parasites love most, attention. She created a fake Instagram profile using a stock model photo. The bio read, "Reputation doesn't matter, only revenge." Then she followed Liam's known burner Reddit account. A few hours later, he followed back. She messaged, "I saw what you did to her. I've got the full file. Clean. Want it?" The bait was set. He responded within an hour. "Who are you? Where'd you get it? Show me proof." Addison uploaded one of the original video frames before the deepfake facial overlay had been applied. No facial details, just enough to prove access to source material. Liam's next message gave her exactly what she needed. "That's mine. Delete it. You're not authorized to have that." Screenshotted. Timestamped. Tracked. Still, she needed more. Addison offered to meet in person, under the guise of someone selling exclusive footage of Addison's next scandal. The setup was perfect, a downtown cafe near surveillance, mics hidden in plain sight, and a small team of freelance journalists Emily had hired through a digital whistleblower group. Addison would go as herself. No mask, no filter. Just the woman Liam tried to destroy, walking back into his life like a storm with receipts. He showed up 5 minutes late. Tall, lean, smug as ever. He wore a designer jacket he couldn't afford and sunglasses that didn't hide his arrogance. When he saw her, he stopped mid-step. His expression twisted with equal parts confusion and fear. "You?" he muttered. Addison stood, ice in her veins. "Did you miss me?" He started backing away, but she followed. "You made a video, Liam. You spread it like wildfire, and I let the world believe I was broken. But I'm not. I'm here. I'm watching you." People around them stared, unsure what kind of confrontation was unfolding. Liam scoffed. "You're insane." Addison smiled. "You should know. You wrote the script." She tapped her phone, triggering the Bluetooth mic in her purse. "You made it look so real. The watermark. The shadows. Did you enjoy destroying my life? Or was it just to punish me for leaving?" Liam's jaw tightened. he whispered low enough that only the mic would catch it. You deserved it. Click. That was all she needed. Within 24 hours, the footage went live, on every platform that had previously shamed her. But this time, the narrative was different. The title read, How My Ex Used AI to Fake Me Cheating and Ruin My Life. It opened with Addison's face, calm, direct. My name is Addison Clark. 3 weeks ago, a video surfaced of me allegedly cheating on my fiancé. It was a lie. Fabricated, manipulated, and deliberately leaked by someone who once told me he loved me. Then it cut to Liam's confession, crystal clear. You deserved it. The fallout was swift. Bloggers retracted posts. Her firm reinstated her. Her fiancé, now her ex, sent a groveling apology she ignored. And Liam, he vanished online. But not before the police paid him a visit. The forensic evidence and the recorded admission were enough to trigger an investigation into cyber harassment, defamation, and digital assault. Addison didn't need him in prison. She needed him powerless. 6 months later, Addison launched a nonprofit called Render Truth, dedicated to exposing deepfake abuse and digital manipulation in revenge cases. She partnered with privacy rights lawyers, AI ethicists, and cybersecurity firms. Her first public case, a teenage girl whose breakup was exploited by an ex who made fake nudes using AI. Addison won her the case, and the girl got her life back. But Liam still haunted her. He hadn't been sentenced yet. The trial was slow, digital crimes still being a grey area in prosecution. But one thing was clear. The court of public opinion had turned. And Addison. She was no longer a victim. She was a name, a symbol, a warning. The same internet that tried to shame her now amplified her voice. On the anniversary of the leak, Addison posted one final video. It wasn't flashy. No dramatic music. Just her, sitting on a bench in the city where she'd once thought her life had ended. Some people think cameras never lie, she said. But cameras don't tell stories. People do. And people lie all the time. She paused, voice steady. So if someone tries to rewrite your truth, pick up the pen and write it louder. Fade to black.